The world's seafood industry is preparing for higher prices, supply problems, and possible job losses as restrictions make products from Russia less available. Experts say the continued restrictions meant to punish Russia, known as sanctions, will also affect the cost of fish in the U.S. and other countries. Russia is one of the world's top producers of the ocean fish called cod. It also supplies other seafood like crab and Alaska pollock. Glenn Libby is an owner of Port Clyde Fresh Catch, a seafood market in the U.S. state of Maine. If a seafood company gets cod from Russia, he said, the situation is quite a mess. The Associated Press said federal data shows that $50 million of Russian seafood products passed through Portland, Maine in 2021. Russia sent 12.7 million kilograms of cod to the United States during a two-year period ending in January 2022, AP reports. In addition, other nations that import a lot of fish, such as Japan, will see higher prices as the supply from Russia is reduced. Europe and Britain also depend on Russia for fish. Andrew Crook is the head of a trade group in Great Britain called the National Association of Fish Fryers. He described the situation this way. We are in real dire straits because of rising fish and energy prices. He predicted about 30% of the fish and chips stores in Britain would go out of business this year. Fish and chips is a traditional British meal of fried fish and potatoes. He told British broadcaster ITV, "We're a massive part of UK culture, and it would be a shame to see that go." In the US, one expert said people who like to eat fish will see higher prices and fewer choices. Kanai Tokunaga is an economics researcher in Maine. Tokunaga said, even fish that do not come from Russia will be more costly because seafood is a global commodity. The U.S. depends on cod from other countries because it is harder for Americans to catch that kind of fish than it used to be. In the early 1980s, fishermen in the northeastern U.S. caught about 45 million kilograms of cod each year. Now, restrictions meant to preserve the fish population limit the catch to 900,000 kilograms. Ed Markey is a U.S. senator from Massachusetts. He said seafood workers in his state are worried about losing their jobs. Walt Golett is an assistant professor of marine sciences at the University of Maine. He said, the U.S. may be able to bring in a little more fish from Canada and Norway, but a shortage of traditional species of fish may have one good effect, said Ben Mertens. He runs the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association. He said, it may be time for the fish business to start harvesting fish they used to leave in the water. If sanctions are going to disrupt supply chains, it does present an opportunity for other species, he said. I'm Dan Friedel.